We saw last night Chaz McCormick had the wrist situation. He had to leave the game hoping that this does not result in any long-term thing. It looked like, man, Chaz was getting some PT. Chaz was starting to get some run. Here is his manager, Joe Espada, giving us the latest update ahead of the A's game on Chaz's wrist.
He's good. He's better. He's sore. He's getting some imaging done today. We got to wait and see what the imaging shows. But hopefully, he can help us if there's nothing. Which we got some X-rays done yesterday. Nothing showing that he was fractured. So we just got to make sure to see what he can help us do today.
So you still need to see the imaging. A man said he's good.
Check
that imaging real close now, Astros. Yeah, Look for any kind of cracks, fractures, and stuff like that.
They said he's fine.
He said he's fine.
It makes me mad.
What did I miss? What did he do?
Can we catch the imaging?
He ran into the fence on a catch. He was booking it on a catch late in the game and ran into the fence. He actually kind of ran out of the camera view. It was kind of back in that corner.
Okay, yeah. I remember it. Yeah.
But then all of a sudden he was pulled from the game and it was the wrist.
Can we see the imaging first before we announce he's fine?
Yeah, let us see it.
No, you can see it.
We'll diagnose.
I'm just saying you see it first before you say, yeah, man, he's fine. We still got to see that imaging, though. Because that imaging could tell you that he's not, like, you know, he's...
May not be fine. I mean, obviously, it was bad enough to pull you out of the game.
Pull you out of the game, yeah. But at least there's no fracture. They said they saw the x-rays last night. Clint said there was no fracture.
Hmm.
So hopefully they got a new x-ray machine. And this is a new one. But Chaz... We'll see if he misses some time. But I mean, I don't know. Gamble being out there, Gamble and Dubon being in the outfield, Tucker hopefully coming along soon. He's not in the lineup today. Somebody texted earlier said, damn it, Ron, I'm tired of this yo-yoing with Tucker. Why is he not in the lineup? I told you when he came back. They're probably going to ease their way into him every day. Like, I think they're clearly easing their themselves into him playing in the outfield, which he hasn't done yet. And what was it? He just got back Friday. Like, he'd probably play a day, maybe have a day off. He may play two days, have a day off. So, yeah, I mean, they're just that. That's not a surprise or nothing wrong with that from the decision makers. That's an understanding that you want to take it. You want to take your time to make sure he's good and rested well enough, because he didn't have a rehab start or anything like that. He's coming right to the big league.
Well, it's a luxury the Astros have right now, right? I mean, you're in a spot where you don't have to rush the guy back into full go and potentially create some level of tightness or some level of discomfort, if not re-injure something, which I know you're not going to re-injure the bone that was clearly broken. But you're there's other things around it. Swelling could happen. So there's just the luxury that the Astros have right now is they don't have to make that level of decision immediately. There's no reason to rush it.
So that's the latest there. I will say we hadn't really talked about this with Spencer Arrighetti last night. And I know I'm kind of weird when it comes to this. I get impressed by moments like this. I was impressed when this happened with CJ last year. I've been impressed. I was really impressed by Spencer Arrighetti's performance.